You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is the complete representation of God's wisdom. Learn more about this truth in week one of Unboxed.
We have a new series, and ang title po ng series natin ay Unboxed. Talking about Unboxed, it's about, you know, opening or unwrapping a gift. Sino po ba sa inyo rito pag Pasko? Excited po kayo, lalo na siguro nung bata ka po, or even until today, na pag Christmas, hindi ka makaantay na mag-12 kasi gusto mo nang buksan yung mga regalo na binigay sa'yo. Meron po ba? Ayan, okay, meron. Di ba? Yung tipong, ano kaya yung laman nito? Yung lalo na pag hindi mo alam yung nakabox siya, tapos hindi mo alam kung ano yung nasa loob. You're so excited to unwrap that. It doesn't matter kung yung wrapper hindi masyadong maganda o kaya pangit yung pagkakabalot. What it matters is kung ano yung nasa loob. Sometimes, diba tayo mga nagre-regalo, okay, we take a lot of time to wrap that gift only to find out that that person whom we've given that gift to, sinira lang yung wrapper. Diba tayo mga Pilipino, naniniwala tayo dun sa ganung tradisyon na pagka may regalo, tas sinira mo yung wrapper, anong mangyayari? Mas marami ka pang regalong matatanggap. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Kaya sirain mo. Diba? Ngayon, hindi na ganun eh. Yung mga nanay ngayon, o kaya ibang mga tao, dinadahan-dahan kasi para pagkatapos nilang gamitin yung wrapper, mayroon iba pang paggagamitan. Diba? So medyo mautak na yung mga tao ngayon. So, you know, a lot of times, ganun po ang nangyayari pag Christmas. Okay? Especially when opening a gift. And you know, talking about unbox, okay, it represents yung mga wrapper, yung mga magagandang paper bags, yung mga box. It actually represents yung pong festivities na nagagana pag Christmas. Diba pag Pasko, usually, we're so busy attending Christmas parties. Nowadays, November pa lang, may mga nagki-Christmas party na. Hindi pa tapos yung Halloween, nauna pa yung Christmas party. Diba? May October. O kaya, not just that, may reunion. Sobrang daming tao sa Divisoria. And ang daming pila sa mga gift wrapping. A lot of things. Okay, yung pagkain, ano bang kakainin. And there are a lot of preparations. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to prepare. But a lot of times, we focus on the outer, which is the wrapper, where mas importante yung nandun sa loob. Sometimes, we are into festivities, but somehow, we kind of forget the reason why we are celebrating this season. And the reason for this is actually because Jesus Christ was born. Kaya po tayo nagse-celebrate. Na minsan, na-enjoy mo yung buong season, napagod ka, nagbigay ka ng regalo, at the end, Lord, naalala ko ba talaga na birthday mo? Nag-Merry Christmas ako, minsan nga, di ba, ang lungkot mo? Kasi parang walang bumati sa'yo ng Merry Christmas. Walang nagregalo sa'yo. Parang ako, hindi ko maintindihan yung mga ganun tao, bakit birthday mo ba? Ba't ka kailangan batiin? Di ba, ang Christmas si Jesus Christ? You know what? Celebrating Christmas without understanding who Jesus is, it's like going to a birthday party and eating and playing games and giving a gift and putting on a table and going home without even greeting the person who's celebrating their birthday. Na-try nyo na ba yun? Yung hindi ka, walang bumati sa birthday mo? Yung akala mo iso-surprise ka? Tapos yung pala talagang nakalimutan ng lahat? You know, it really hurts. And you know, if it hurts for you, I don't know, how would Jesus feel na sobrang busy ng Pasko, only at the end, it was celebrated without having a full understanding of who Jesus is. Kaya tayo nagse-celebrate. And yun po yung goal, okay, nitong preaching series na to. It's for us to unbox who Jesus is. And if we know who He is deeper, it will result to a deeper worship and it will result to a deeper awe of who God is. And we will read in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 to 7. Isaiah is in the Old Testament. It was actually a prophecy, itong verse na to. So if you have your Bibles with you, pwede po kayong i-invite na tumayo in reverence and respect to the Word of God. This will just be two verses. I'm reading from ESV or English Standard Version. In verse 6, It says, therefore, to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7, of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end, and on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from his time, forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of the hosts will do this. Can we pray, Lord, thank you that as we understand who you are and your titles, Lord, I pray that it will result to a deeper worship and to a deeper relationship with you. Lord, we thank you. May you help us understand your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may now take your seats. Let's go back to that verse 6. Yung verse 6, Isaiah actually prophesied the person who is to come. And he described Jesus in 4 characters. Okay? He described him as a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, and a prince of peace. Yan po yung pag-uusapan natin for the next 4 weeks. Okay, yan po yung ating series. And today, we will be talking about who he is as a wonderful counselor. You know, in the Bible, every time a person is called, or pag may pangalan yung isang tao, it's more than just to identify that person. It actually talks about the character of a person. Hindi lang, di ba ngayon, pag tinanong ka, anong ibig sabihin ng pangalan mo? Diba? Parang hindi mo rin alam kung anong ibig sabihin, basta maganda. May kapangalan kang artista. Kaya yun yung ipinangalan sa'yo ng magulang mo. Diba? Pero in the Bible, when they are named, okay, it talks about who that person is in terms of character. You know, my baby, I have a 4-month old baby, and we named her Alice because it means humor, kind, and noble. And that's why we name her that, is because more than just, you know, the Alice and yung pangalan niya, we want her to grow up in a great character which is noble, humorous, and actually kind. And ganun din sa Bible. Okay, hindi lang po sila pinangalanan ng ganun-ganun lang. It has a meaning. Okay, parang ngayon po, di ba? When you talk about F-E-U, okay, ano pong unang yung naiisip? Di ba? Tama Rouse, yun yung character nila. Okay? Pag sinabing UST, losers. Joke lang. Okay, tigers. Okay? So when you say UST, ang na-imagine mo, growling tiger. Okay? Mga hindi papatalo, kaya lang natalo. Ganun. Bawi na lang. Kahit na growling tiger, wala silang nasabi sa Tama Rouse. Napanood niyo po ba yung ano, yung may isang pinicturean dun sa mismong game? Kasi nung second time, nung nanalo yung UST, may second chance. Di ba usong-usong ngayon yung movie na second chance? Tapos yung FEU, nung nanalo ng third game, sumagot. Sabi, hindi lahat ng second chance may happy ending. Ayun. So, nanalo pero natalo din sa ikatlong game. You know what? When you talk about them, or not just them, but Ateneo, Eagle, you know, you have, there is this thing as character. Meron kang naiisip. Okay, same as with the names in the Bible. And you know, for us to understand and appreciate yung binasa natin, you have to understand first the background or the what's happening during that time. So basahin ulit natin yung Isaiah. If you will see, this is actually a promise. Sabi dyan, may papanganak, and that child will be called Wonderful Counselor, and that is actually Jesus. Pero kung hindi mo naiintindihan ano yung nangyayari during that time, hindi mo masyadong ma-appreciate bakit ito sinabi ni Isaiah. You have to understand that during the time, Israel is in a very stormy season. Medyo gloomy yung season ng Israel during that time. Why? Because during that time, medyo unti-unti silang nasasakop ng mga Assyrians. Unti-unting nasasakop yung northern part of Israel, and at the same time, yung mga Israelite, okay, unti-unti silang ginagawang slaves ng mga ano, ng mga Assyrians. So basically, it's during those time, I can just imagine yung fear na meron sa bawat Israelite. Takot na takot sila. And the last thing that they want to hear is everyone, the whole nation will be captured. And in that season, biglang sinabi yung verse 6, don't worry. One day, there will be a son that will be born. There will be a king who is called Wonderful Counselor. So it actually came at a time where they needed the most. I don't know where you are right now in your relationship with God. You know, you may be here dressing up nicely, but you know, in your heart, alam mo lang sa sarili mo na, Lord, parang medyo stormy yung season ko ngayon. Parang medyo gloomy. Parang Pasko na, pero parang mahal na araw yung season ko. Parang ganun. Parang hindi ko alam kung matatapos itong taon na to na magiging masaya ba ako. Mababayaran ko ba lahat yung patapos na yung taon, yung bayarin ko simula pa lang. Parang ganun. You know what? The promise of God is Jesus will be born. And He actually was born 2,000 years ago. So if there is no reason, maybe you're thinking, meron bang reason para mag-celebrate ngayong Pasko? You know what? There is one reason, and that is He was born. And He is our Wonderful Counselor, our topic for today. You know, during that time as well, kaya medyo inalaw ni God na nasakop sila ng mga Assyrians. Kasi during that time, medyo hindi sila okay ni Lord. Okay, the Israelites during that time were in sin. Okay, medyo they were worshiping other gods. Tapos medyo naging familiar sila kay Lord. And parang si Lord, ano lang, dinadaan-daanan na lang nila. That's why during that time as well, God allowed the Assyrians to kind of capture them. And for some people, they think, ay, siguro parusa yan ni Lord kasi nagkasala sila. You know, you might be in a season today where you're in sin. Or I don't know, maybe you have messed up, you have done something against God that you feel like, I don't deserve the love of God. Tapos may nangyari sa, may problema ngayon sa pamilya mo, may problema sa finances mo, or sa love life mo, di ba? Tapos parang feeling mo, pinaparusaan talaga ako ni Lord kasi ang sama-sama-sama ako talaga. You know what? Sometimes God would allow those things, not actually to punish you, but it's to bring you back to Him. You know, He was kinda, alam mo yung pag mayroon kang kausap na hindi makagets, inaalog mo, hoy, gising! God was shaking the Israelite because they were in sin and God wants them to go back to Him as God. They were running away from Him and God wants to walk with them. And maybe, andun kasi sitwasyon na yun, those things are happening, God allows those things to happen, it's because He wants you to go back to Him. Kasi minsan, di ba, pinag-pray mo yung Lord, sagutin lang niya ako. Okay na ako na yung magiging pinakamasayang tao. Tapos sinagot ka na, tapos nakalimutan mo na si Lord. Ngayon, nagkakaproblema kayo, Lord, ba't kayo nagkakaproblema kami? Eh kasi nakalimutan mo na si Lord eh. Baka kaya kailangan mangyari yan para bumalik ka ulit dun sa hiningan mo ng prayer na yan. You know what? God allows those things to happen so that you will go back to Him. Now, talking about Wonderful Counselor, I'll be talking about it separately. So, una is wonderful, and then next, I'll be talking about who He is as a counselor. So, let's first go to wonderful. Okay? The word wonderful that's used there by Isaiah, it originally meant incomprehensible. Diba tayo ngayon, pag sinabi nating wonderful, pwede na lang siya na kunwari nasarapan ka sa pagkain, wonderful. Diba? O kaya may nakita kang sobrang, nung nakita mo unang-una yung wife mo, nung hindi pa kayo kasal. Diba? Una mo siyang nakita, parang, grabe, wonderful talaga. Or maybe you like to travel. Sino dito mahilig ka mag-travel? Ayan, yung pag nakakita ka ng view, yung parang, wow, wonderful. A lot of years ago, I happened to visit the Great Wall of China. And when I was about to go, I mean, on my way to the Great Wall, alam mo yung, kasi it's on top of a mountain eh. So you cannot see it sa level lang. So tuwing habang bumabiyay, parang nakaganon kami lahat. Kasi inaabangan namin, nasan na yung wall. And when I actually reached that point where I can see the Great Wall, I was standing there for about 5 minutes and I was thinking, siguro kasi nga engineering student ako, I mean, I graduated, I'm an engineer, and I was looking up there and I was thinking to myself, paano kaya ito nagawa? Paano ito nagawa? Parang ang taas-taas ng bundok, tapos sobrang taas ng wall, And then when I'm actually there walking on the street of the wall, of the Great Wall of China, hindi ko maintindihan paano siyang nagawa. I was in awe. Okay, I was parang paano nangyari to? It's really wonderful. Yet, it's kind of wonderful. Pero yung ginamit, yung word na wonderful ni Isaiah dun sa wonderful counselor, more than pa nung feeling ko nung nakita ko yung Great Wall of China. It says there, it's incomprehensible. It means, it's not, you cannot understand. It's mind-boggling. May mga time ba sa buhay mo na parang, Lord, ang pinag-pray ko, ito eh, bakit ito yung binigay mo? Na-try niyo na po ba yun? Na minsan parang hindi ko maintindihan si Lord. Alam mo kung ba't minsan hindi mo maintindihan si Lord? Kasi God siya. Kasi pag dumating sa time na kaya mo na siyang maintindihan at kaya mo siyang i-explain, hindi na siya God. The reason at times that God is understandable and unexplainable is because He is God. That's the reason. It's incomprehensible. You will be crazy trying to understand God. Okay, mahirap talaga maintindihan si Lord. You know, yung wonderful na word na yan, the same word that was used in Judges chapter 13, verse 17 to 18. Okay, bigyan ko lang kayo ng context at kwento. Si Samson, pinag-pray siya ng magulang niya. Di ba si Samson yung malakas? Alam niyo po ba yun? So, pinag-pray siya ng magulang niya. And nung na-answer, tuwan-tuwa yung tatay niya, si Manoah. Sabi niya, and Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, what is your name? So that when your words come true, we may honor you. Okay, verse 18, sabi nung angel, and the angel of the Lord said to him, why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful? Nung una kong binasa, ano daw, hindi ko gets. Ang ibig sabihin ng angel, ba't mo tinatanong? Eh, hindi mo rin naman pala maiintindihan kasi sobrang wonderful nung name ng Lord. Okay, ganon. Yung same wonderful na word na ginamit dyan sa verse 18 is the same context and meaning na ginamit sa Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, which is wonderful counselor. It's understandable. Hindi mahirap siyang i-explain. Let's talk about how wonderful God is. First is, grabe, sobrang wonderful ni God. The moment that He was conceived in His mother's womb, it was already a wonderful thing. Why? When Mary conceived for Jesus during the conception, she was actually a virgin. Okay? Hindi ko alam kung medyo ano lang yun, given lang yun sa'yo. Okay, me and my wife, we've been married for now for almost 4 years. But our baby came when we were about to be 3 years in marriage. And for the first 2 years, okay lang, sige, baka hindi pa talaga will ni God. Pero nung second to third year, parang nakaka-pressure na. Lahat ng kinakasal na kaibigan namin, nauna pang nagka-baby sa amin. So may part sa amin na, Lord, bigyan mo naman kami ng baby. And when she actually got pregnant, I was like, grabe! Parang miracle talagang grabe si Lord. Totoo pala yun. Sobra yung feeling, hindi ko ma-explain. You know, yes, that may be wonderful. Maybe for those of you who have kids, maintindihan mo yun. Pero during this time, when Mary got pregnant, she was not even married yet. She was a virgin, and yet she conceived Jesus. Have you ever heard of any story in the world where a woman got pregnant without having a husband or without even committing sex? That is wonderful. From the very moment He was conceived, there was wonder already. It was unthinkable. It was unfathomable. Kaya nga si Joseph, secretly, he tried to divorce Mary. Kasi feeling niya, ay, niloloko lang ako. Gusto lang akong pananagutin nito sa anak niya. Pero hindi. Okay, Mary conceived Jesus without having any contact with any guy. The moment Jesus was conceived, there was wonder already. Another is true healing. You know, a lot of times in the Bible, Jesus would heal people. There was a time where he healed a woman 38 years bleeding. Doon nagsimula yung kanta na, keep bleeding, di ba? So, yung kumakantang babae, naging uso na ngayon. So, imagine mo for 38 years. I don't know for you, ako 32 years old pa lang ako. Ibig sabihin, pag pinlas mo pa ng 6 buong taon, yun yung time na nag-bleed siya. I cannot imagine. Ako personally, yung pinakamatagal ko lang na naging suffering is for 7 years na nag-suffer ako sa ingrown. Okay? So, totoo po yun. In-explain ko na yun before. Na-heal ako ni Lord. Ito, 38 years. This woman was bleeding and just one touch in the cloak of Jesus Christ, she was immediately healed. Wala pa po dyan yung lepers. Wala pa po dyan yung blind from birth. And then that person was healed. Okay? It was wonderful. It was amazing. People were in awe when they were healed. And aside from that, okay, the teachings of Jesus Christ was really great. Okay, in Matthew 1, verse 22 to 23, and they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Even yung mga tao na araw-araw nag-church, familiar na sila dun sa mga nagpipreach, and then one day biglang pumunta si Jesus Christ sa harap at nagpreach siya, nagulat sila. These people are, ito yung mga aral, okay, sa Bible. But when he preached, they were astonished. They were amazed. They were in wonder, in awe because of what Jesus Christ taught. One of the things that he taught was, sabi niya, blessed are those who mourn. Parang, Lord, ano yun? Hindi ko gets. I'm mourning and yet I'm blessed. Another is, sabi niya, rejoice and be glad in persecution. Huh? Inaapi na ako, magre-rejoice pa ako, magiging glad pa ako. Another, sabi niya, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. Siguro, pwedeng hate your enemies and do badder things. Kung may word na badder, okay? Sa mga may hate sa akin. Pero hindi, sabi niya, love your enemies and do good to those who hate you. And that's what he exactly did. He loved us. We are God's enemies. We are sinners. And he loved us. And he do good things. Even if we hated him, he do good things to us. Even if we hated him because of our sin. Jesus Christ is wonderful in his teachings. Another is, he is wonderful because he lived a perfect life. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Alam mo, ma-appreciate mo lang yung thought na what perfect life yung nilive ni Jesus Christ. If you understand that he also became man. Kasi iniisip mo, God naman yan, perfect yan. But he became man. He was born with a human mother. And he was tempted in every way. Meaning, kung natetempt ka, natempt din siya. Kung nagkaka-fear ka, nagkaka-fear din siya. Nagkakaroon din ng mga ano sa kanya. May mga lies din yung enemy. May mga times din na problema siya kung nagugutom siya. I mean, all the things that you have experienced, na-experience din niya. But one thing that sets him apart is he lived a perfect life. He was not without sin. Wala siyang kasalanan. He lived a perfect life. Pero ito yung pinakamatindi. Maybe you've never heard of a person who was conceived na walang tatay. But the most wonderful thing that happened, and it changed the whole course of the whole earth, is Jesus is wonderful because there was resurrection, or he resurrected from the dead. I don't know kung may narinig na kayong tao na nabuhay, tas dating namatay. Ako, meron ako narinig. Nabuhay, pero namatay dati, pero namatay ulit. Okay? I mean, yung akala ng iba, patay na, tas buhay pa pala, pero nung tumanda, namatay din. Si Jesus Christ, he lived after he died, and he never died again. Okay? That is wonderful. Okay, the sin, yung kasalanan po has no power over him. That's why he cannot die. Sa sobrang wonderful po nun, one of his disciples, Thomas, sabi niya, kung hindi ko siya makikitang walang butas dito, hindi ako maniniwala. Ganun ka wonderful. Why? Even the people cannot believe that a person who died can live again. And then when Thomas saw Jesus, he was in awe. Sabi nga ni Jesus, blessed are you. Okay, great, maniwala ka kasi nakita mo ko. But blessed are those who don't see me or have not seen me and yet believe. Our God is wonderful. Kung hindi pa po sapat yan, ewan ko na lang. We are serving a God that is wonderful. Not just that, He is wonderful, He is also a counselor. Sino po ba sa inyo rito na try nyo na mag-ask ng advice before? Diba? You may be asking advice from friends. Usually, mga advice ng mga tao is, okay lang yan, sundin mo kung ano yung nasa puso mo. Diba? Basta sundin mo lang kung ano yung gut mo, ano yung feeling mo. Diba? Sometimes you go to those people not even realizing that we were given the best advisor, the best counselor, which is Jesus Christ. Kailan ba tayo nanghingi ng advice? Diba, nanghingi tayo ng advice kapag sobra-sobra na yung problema? I don't know, maybe you're in that situation right now. Magre-resign ka ba sa trabaho mo? O mag-a-abroad ka ba? Sino bang pipiliin mo? Yung mahal mo o mahal ka? Yes. Diba? O sa dinami-dami ng manliligaw mo, sino ba sa kanilang lahat? Haba ng hair. Diba? Talagang nakakalito, Lord eh. Dami-dami na, 20 sila. You know what? We can ask wisdom. We can ask counsel from Jesus Christ because He is our wonderful counselor. You know, counselor in the Old Testament, it actually meant wise king. Yung una pong ginamit yung word na counselor was actually in the time of Solomon. In 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 24, and people of all nations came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Okay, God has given him wisdom. Diyan nagsimula yon. But then, after Solomon, Jesus Christ was promised that one is greater than Solomon, our wonderful counselor, the one who will understand everything that you're going through. Diba, sa dami ng pinagdadaanan natin ngayon, or sa dami ng iniisip mo, kailangan ng matindi-tinding counselor para maintindihan ka. Minsan nga, asawa mo na, hindi ka pa maintindihan eh. Bakit hindi ako maintindihan? Or sino po sa inyo rito, may mga kakilala po kayong girls, parang minsan ang hirap nilang intindihin. Diba? Ako parang nung nag-asawa po ako, parang love ko yung asawa ko, pero paminsan, kasi paminsan may sinasabi sila, okay ka lang ba? Okay lang. Pero mamaya galit pala, hindi pala okay. Akala ko ba okay lang? Ba't hindi ka pala okay? Hindi ko mag-gets. Minsan, ano ba ako? Mas low ba ako? Pero at times, women are just hard to understand. Hindi po ako nagiging bias, ha? But you know what? Even if, quote-unquote, people are saying that women are hard to understand, God understands you so much. Sobrang alam po ni Lord lahat-lahat ng iniisip mo, ng pinagdadaanan mo, lahat ng motives mo, lahat ng inclinations ng heart mo, alam po yan lahat ni Lord. In John chapter 2, verse 23 to 25, now then, he was in Jerusalem and at the Passover feast. Many believe in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them. Hindi niya pinagkatiwala, kahit na pinipray siya. Because he knew all people, verse 25, and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. During those times, people were praising him because they thought he was the promised king. Okay, yung magliligtas sa Israel. Eh, hindi naman po yun yung ipinunta niya. He came to save the whole world, to save them of their sins, not just of their nation against the Romans. Akala kasi ng mga Israelite, kaya pinadala si Jesus para i-free yung mga Israel kasi they were under Roman Empire during that time. Pero during that time, sabi niya, hindi, alam ko yung iniisip nyo. Hindi ako yung king ng Israel. Okay, I came to save you from your sins. God knows every inclination of our hearts. God knows the very motives of our hearts. He understands, He hears, He feels what you feel today. Sobrang nagigets po kayo ni Lord. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, sabi dyan, si Jesus Christ po yung in whom dyan, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's why today, if you lack wisdom or knowledge, or you need guidance, you know what? You can come to God. Because in Him are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Ngayon, naiintindihan po natin kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng wonderful at ano yung counselor. Ano ngayon? Okay, what's the implication or what's the application? Not to understand that He is our wonderful counselor. Since He is our wonderful counselor, then it just means to say that He can be trusted or He is trustworthy. Mapagkakatiwalaan po yung Diyos natin. He is wonderful and He is so wise. He knows everything about you. That's why you can just put your trust in Him. Pwede mong ibigay, pwede mong isurrender. Pwede mong isuko lahat kay Lord. Mapagkakatiwalaan si God. He knows everything that you're going through. It may, hindi man alam ng mga kakilala mo, but God knows. You can just trust Him. Proverbs 3 chapter 6, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Okay, He can guide you. You can just trust Him. You know, I remember there was a time as well when I went to another country. I was blessed. Binigyan po ako nung, ito po yung honeymoon namin. We went to Ocean Park sa Hong Kong. Hindi po kami mayaman ha. Baka akala nyo, ang dami nang pinupuntahan nito. Okay? So, niregala lang po yun. So, may sinakyan po akong isang ride. Yung tawag po dyan, Abyss. Okay, ang ride na to, ang tindi niyan kasi it's a 20-story high ride. Ang gagawin niyan, itataas ka ng sobra, tapos tsaka kanya bibitawan. Di ba may mga ganun tao minsan yung itataas ka niya, tsaka kanya bibitawan, sa sakit, di ba? Nay, hindi pa ganun yun. Okay, wala pong hugot. Yung iba talaga, oo nga, nilista pa eh, no? Nag-notes pa. May kinyalala akong ganyan eh. Okay, ganun po yung ride na yan. Okay, itataas ka niya, tapos sa sobrang taas, yung parang feeling mo, wala pa ba? Hindi pa ba? Hindi mo makita yung taas kasi may harang eh. Tapos parang di mo alam kung kailan babagsak. Yung nandun pa ako sa baba, kaya yan, akong bahala. Tapos nung medyo tumataas na, lumiliit na yung mga tao, yung mga building, medyo sa loob-loob ko, ba't ko ba ito ginagawa? Ano ba yung gusto kong patunayan? Tapos medyo nung mas mataas pa, parang, Lord, I repent of all my sins. Kung mamamatay ako dito, Lord, sana wag. Alam mo yung ganon? Tapos nung sobrang lapit na, nagkaroon lang ako ng so much peace sa heart ko. Sobrang peace. Grabe talaga. Yung kahit na bumagsak na siya, okay lang. Wala akong pakialam. Sisigaw lang ako pero buhay pa rin ako. Alam niyo po kung bakit ako nagkaroon ng so much peace? Hindi po dahil kay Lord. Hindi rin po dahil pag namatay ako, save na ako. Kasi po alam ko na yung nag-ooperate doon, magaling siya. Okay? So hindi niya ako papabayaan. Marunong siya. Alam niya yung ginagawa niya. Kasi may ilang beses niya na ginawa yun. Okay, sila po yung naggumawa noon, nagpauso noon. Kaya kahit na sobrang kaba ako sa utak ko, ay hindi, alam niya yung ginawa. Marami nang nandyan, marami nang sumigaw, hindi naman namatay, hindi ako mamamatay dito. I had so much peace. You know what? You can have so much peace if you know that the one operating your life knows everything about you. You can just trust and come in and ride that boat and say, whatever happens, it could be shaky. There are times that it's kind of, you know, I'm in fear. There could be times that I don't understand. It's okay. I know that the one holding it, I can trust. Kasi alam niya yung ginagawa niya. You know what? You can trust God. You can just surrender everything to God. He is trustworthy. Another, since He is our wonderful counselor, you know, you can be assured that He listens to you. Okay, He listens to us. May isang nakapagsabi sa akin, paano mo raw malalaman kung ang isang tao ay nakikinig o hindi? Okay, ang isang tao daw nakikinig kapag ka, habang may kausap siya, hindi niya agad naiisip yung isasagot niya. Di ba may kausap kayong ganun, yung hindi ka patapos, gusto na agad magsalita? Pag ganun daw yung kausap mo, hindi nakikinig yun. But you know what? Aside from that, okay, we will know that someone is listening to us when we say something, ginagawa nila yung sinasabi mo. Hindi lang dumadaan. And you know what? God is someone who listens to us. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. Sabi niya, huwag kang mag-worry sa ilang bagay, but sa lahat mag-worry ka. Pero habang nag-worry ka, mag-pray ka. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Kayang sabihin to ni Paul. Si Paul po yung nagsulat niyan sa church natin sa Philippi. He can say that because he knew, he experienced that when he was in need, he prayed and God actually listened to his prayer. Kayang sabihin niya ni Paul, you can just make your request to God and He listens to you. He knows what you're going through. Alam ni Lord, naririnig ka niya, nafe-feel niya. Kung feeling mo, hindi, walang pakialam sa'yo si Lord, that is actually a lie. God is our wonderful counselor. He knows what you're going through. Maybe for some of you, you even came here and asking, Lord, speak to me. You know what? God wants to tell you today, He knows. He's listening. He cares for you. God is holding your hand and telling you, huwag kang bibitaw. Kasi nandito lang ako. God cares for you. God loves you. Last thing, He's not just trustworthy. He's not just a listener. But more than that, since He's a wonderful counselor, we can be assured that He loves us. God loves us so much. Sobrang mahal na mahal po tayo ni Lord. You know, in 1 John 4:19, it says there, we love because He first loved us. Left to yourself, you cannot love. Could be, maybe, but this, yung worldly love. But the only thing, the only way you can love in a godly way is if for you to experience the love of Christ. The reason I can love my wife is because I first experienced that love from God. The reason I can love people is because I was loved first by God. It did not start from me. You know, the reason at times na parang hirap na hirap ka, kasi sa'yo lang galing. But you have to understand that you can only love because you were loved. So you always go back to that person who comes or who gives love. And that is God. Last verse in Romans chapter 5 verse 8. It says there, but God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, ito yung pinakamatindi sa lahat. Kalimutan nyo na po lahat yung sinabi ko. But you know what? What makes God wonderful is that when you were still sinning, when you were still doing and enjoying your life of sin, when you were still walking with the enemy and going towards away from God, when you were not in a good relationship with God, when everything that you're doing is not pleasing to God, it says there, He still died for you. He did not die for you because you attended church already, or He did not die for you because you stopped smoking or stopped drinking, you know, and killing yourself habang nagpapalunod ka sa alak. Hindi naman po namatay si Lord nung nagbago ka eh. While you were still a sinner, while you don't know that He loves you so much, He already died for you. And that's why He is wonderful. Hindi lang po siya namatay sa cross at nabuhay para sabihin natin na grabe ang galing ng Diyos namin kasi nabuhay siya ulit. Alam niyo ba kung bakit po siya nabuhay? Kasi po, yun yung patunay na grabing pagmamahal niya sa atin. Kaya siya nabuhay is so that when you're down, when you're in deep problem, when you're in confusion, you can always go back and say, Lord, grabe pinagdadaanan ko today. Pero, just the thought that you were raised up again from dead, or you resurrected again from the dead, nabuhay ka ulit. It means everything that I'm going through today, it means all those are nothing. Kasi pinatawad mo na yung kasalanan ko eh. Sometimes, you know, enjoy na enjoy mo yung relationship mo kay God, tapos nagka-problema lang, sobrang affected ka na. Pero nakalimutan mo, yung pinakamatinding kailangan bayaran, which is your sin, ay nabayaran na ni Lord. So if that was paid for, if that was forgiven, then what else? What else can make you more gloomy? Wala na. Binayaran na lahat. Pinatawad na. Kahit nung makasalanan ka pa. That's why our God is wonderful. That's why our God is just amazing. I hope, you know, through this preaching, you're not just more intelligent and more knowledgeable of who God is. I hope that it will lead you to worship. I hope that it will lead you to just be in awe of who God is, that He is our wonderful counselor. You know, I just want us to pray and talk to God. Sabi ko nga kanina, by understanding that God is our wonderful counselor, I hope that it will result to just a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving. So right now, you know, with all these things that happened in buong taon na to, I just want you to just focus on God. Don't mind the people next to you. And I just want you to just praise Him and thank Him and just give Him glory because He is wonderful. Can you do that? Can you just talk to God and pray? Lord, thank you for the unlimited forgiveness. Lord, thank you for until today we're still breathing and hearing your love for us. Lord, thank you that even a lot of times we neglect, we forget. You never forgot. Lord, you have never forgotten us. And you will never leave us, God, nor forsake us. The fact that you died for us on the cross, while we were still sinners, what else, Lord, can we do for you not to love us? Lord, nothing else, Lord. And Lord, for that we will thank you. Whether this Christmas season would be a lot of joy or could be until that Christmas day, medyo may problema, or maybe financially kulang, Lord, we can still celebrate, we can still be in awe because of the wonder, because of the wonder of your name, Jesus Christ. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Lord, may we not forget that this season is for us to praise you and worship you and to thank you because you were born here on earth.